All right, so today, let's talk about budgeting.
Okay.
Yeah, it might not sound like the most thrilling thing in the world,
Right.
but what if I told you that it's not really about restriction?
Okay.
It's actually like the key to unlocking more financial freedom.
Interesting.
So that's what we're going to be diving into today with all these articles and research you've sent over.
Okay.
We're going to explore how budgeting can give you more clarity and control and peace of mind when it comes to your money. And we're going to be taking a look at a budgeting app called ClearCash that promises to make it all a whole lot easier.
It's interesting how the sources highlight like the psychological benefits of budgeting.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing it as this chore,
Right.
they frame it as like a tool for empowerment.
Right.
When you have a clear understanding of your finances,
Yeah.
you can make more informed choices and feel more confident about your financial future.
It's like taking control of the steering wheel instead of feeling like you're just along for the ride.
Yeah.
So tell me more about this ClearCash app.
Okay.
What makes it so special?
Well, ClearCash uses a really unique calendar-based budgeting system.
Okay.
What this means is you can see your income, your expenses, and your available funds laid out on a calendar,
Okay.
giving you a real-time snapshot of your financial situation.
That's really cool.
And what's fascinating here is the way that it helps you visualize the impact of your spending decisions. Like, let's say you're thinking about making a big purchase.
Okay.
With ClearCash, you can input the cost and see how it affects your balance, not just today, but like weeks or even months down the line.
Oh, it's like having a financial crystal ball that
Yeah.
helps you avoid those nasty surprises later on.
Exactly.
I like
And
that.
speaking of big expenses,
Yeah.
one of the features that really caught my eye was the ability to split large transactions.
Okay.
Like, imagine you have an unexpected car repair that sets you back $800
Ooh.
instead of that feeling like overwhelming. ClearCash lets you break it down into smaller chunks spread out over time.
That makes so much sense
Yeah.
because research shows that we tend to be more motivated by smaller, manageable goals.
Yes.
So by splitting a large expense, it feels less daunting and more achievable.
Right. And there's another feature that ties into this idea of making budgeting more manageable.
Okay.
It's the upcoming payday section.
Oh, interesting.
So you input your expected income and your upcoming bills, and ClearCash calculates exactly how much you have available to spend or save each payday.
So that takes all the guesswork out of managing your cash flow.
Exactly.
It's like having a personal finance assistant built right into the app.
Yeah.
But what about planning for bigger goals,
Sure.
like that dream vacation you've been saving up for?
Well, ClearCash has a dedicated vacation planner feature for that.
Oh, cool.
You input the estimated cost of your trip, and the app breaks it down into manageable savings targets for each payday.
Oh, I like that.
So let's say you want to go to, say, Italy.
Oh, Italy. I can practically taste the pasta already.
Exactly. With ClearCash, you can see exactly how much you need to set aside each payday to make that trip a reality.
Nice.
It turns a seemingly distant goal into a concrete plan with actionable steps.
Okay, so it helps you save for fun stuff.
Right?
But what about tackling those not so fun things like debt?
Sure.
Does ClearCash offer any tools for that?
Absolutely. ClearCash incorporates the debt snowball method,
Okay.
which focuses on paying off your smallest debts
Right.
first, regardless of interest rates. As you knock out each debt, you gain momentum and a sense of accomplishment,
Yeah.
which can be incredibly motivating.
The debt snowball method is a fascinating approach.
Yeah.
It plays into the psychology of achievement. Even though it might not always be the most mathematically efficient way to pay off debt,
Right.
those small wins can keep you motivated and on track.
Exactly.
But what if I have high interest debt?
Okay.
Wouldn't it make more sense to tackle that first?
That's a great question, and it's important to consider the pros and cons of each approach.
Yeah.
While the debt snowball method emphasizes the psychological benefits of those small wins,
Right.
focusing on high interest debt first can save you money in the long run.
Makes sense.
It really depends on your individual financial situation and what works best for you.
So ClearCash gives you the tools,
Yeah.
but it's ultimately up to you to make the most informed decision for your circumstances.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about those pesky recurring subscriptions that can really drain your budget. Does ClearCash address that as well?
It does. Their subscription tracker feature gives you a clear view of all your subscriptions
Okay.
and shows you how much you're spending annually.
Interesting.
You might be surprised by how much those small monthly charges add up over time.
It's like those subscriptions are lurking in the shadows,
Yeah.
slowly but surely chipping away at our bank accounts.
Exactly. Having all that information laid out in front of you can be a real eye-opener and may encourage you to reevaluate whether you really need all those subscriptions.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
ClearCash sounds like it has thought of everything to make budgeting easier and more intuitive. It's like having a comprehensive financial toolkit right at your fingertips.
Yeah.
But are there any downsides or potential drawbacks users should be aware of?
That's an important question to consider.
Yeah.
While ClearCash offers a lot of great features, it's essential to remember that it's just a tool.
Right.
Its effectiveness ultimately depends on the user's commitment to using it consistently and making informed financial decisions.
Right. It's not a magic bullet. You
Exactly.
still need to be actively engaged in managing your money.
Yes.
But it seems like ClearCash can provide valuable support and structure along the way.
Absolutely. And beyond the practical features, ClearCash also emphasizes this idea of a fresh start,
Okay.
which is something that really resonated with me in the source material.
I'm curious to hear more about that.
Okay.
What does a fresh start look like in the context of ClearCash?
It's about recognizing that you're not defined by your past financial choices.
Okay.
ClearCash provides a framework for resetting your habits, setting new goals, and building a more positive relationship with money.
Right.
It's not just for beginners.
Okay.
It's for anyone who wants to take control of their finances and create a brighter financial future.
That's so important. You know, it's easy to feel stuck or overwhelmed by past financial missteps,
Right.
but ClearCash seems to offer a way to break free from those patterns and start anew.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating here is how ClearCash taps into the psychology of habits and goal setting.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about that.
By consistently tracking your spending, planning for the future, and celebrating small wins, you're essentially rewiring your brain to make better financial decisions.
So it's not just an app, it's almost like a form of financial therapy.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about empowering you to take control of your finances
Right.
and create a life of greater financial freedom and well-being.
This is all so insightful.
Yeah.
It's clear that there's a lot more to ClearCash than meets the eye. It's not just about numbers. It's
No.
about understanding the psychology behind our financial decisions and using that knowledge to create lasting positive change.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes ClearCash such a compelling tool for anyone who's looking to improve their financial well-being.
I'm definitely feeling more inspired to take a closer look at ClearCash and
Yeah.
see how it can help me achieve my financial goals. But before we move on, I'm curious to hear more about this idea of a fresh start
Okay.
and how it can translate into real-world results.
That's a great point, and it's something we'll delve into deeper in the next part of our deep dive.
Woo, a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear more about how to actually put these principles into practice.
Okay. So we've talked about this potential of a fresh start, you
Yeah.
know, when it comes to finances,
Right.
but how do we actually like hit that reset button and make meaningful, lasting change?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
It's easy to get excited about the idea of a fresh start, but where do you even begin?
Right.
It can feel overwhelming,
Yeah.
like starting a massive puzzle without the picture on the box.
That's a great analogy. And just like with a complex puzzle,
Okay.
it's helpful to start with the corner pieces, the foundational elements.
Right.
In this case, that means clarifying your financial goals and values.
Okay.
The sources emphasize that it's not just about like creating a budget.
Yeah.
It's about understanding what truly matters to you
Okay.
and aligning your spending with those values.
So before we even dive into the nitty-gritty of budgeting,
Right.
we need to take a step back and ask ourselves some bigger questions.
Exactly.
Like, what do we want our financial future to look like?
Yeah.
What are our priorities?
It's about recognizing that personal finance is deeply personal.
Yeah.
It's not one size fits all.
Right.
Maybe your priority is saving for early retirement. Or perhaps it's paying off debt so you can travel the world.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's about creating a sense of financial security for your family.
It's about identifying what brings you a sense of fulfillment and purpose, and then figuring out how your finances can support those aspirations.
Exactly.
You know, I used to think that budgeting was all about deprivation,
Okay.
but when I started using a similar app,
Yeah.
I realized it was actually about giving myself permission to spend on the things that truly matter to me guilt-free
Yeah.
because I had a plan in place.
That's a fantastic point.
Yeah.
Budgeting isn't about restricting yourself.
Right.
It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals.
Exactly.
And once you have that clarity, you can start to build better financial habits.
Yeah.
That will support those goals.
Okay, so we've decluttered our mindset.
Okay.
And figured out our values and priorities.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step in this financial fresh start?
Now comes the fun part, building better money habits.
Oh.
This is where the rubber meets the road. Where are those good intentions translate into concrete actions?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, a fresh start isn't just a one-time event.
Right.
It's about creating sustainable change.
Yeah.
Through consistent effort.
Right. It's about those small everyday choices that add up over time.
But the sources suggest a great place to start is with automation.
Okay.
Think of it like setting your finances on autopilot.
Right.
Automating your savings takes advantage of inertia.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have it set up, you're less likely to interrupt the process.
Makes sense.
Which makes it easier to reach your savings goal
right.
without having to think about it constantly.
I'm a huge fan of automation.
Yeah.
It takes the decision-making out of the equation.
As just
out of sight, out of mind, as they say.
Right.
What are some other financial sprints we can incorporate into our routine?
Another essential habit is tracking your spending.
Okay.
Remember that financial crystal ball we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
ClearCash gives you that real-time awareness of where your money is going,
right.
which can be incredibly eye-opening.
It's like holding up a mirror to your spending habits.
Right.
Sometimes it's not pretty,
yeah.
but it's essential to see the reality of where your money is flowing.
And as you track your spending, you'll likely start to notice patterns.
Okay.
That you weren't aware of before.
Right.
Maybe you're spending more on dining out than you realized.
Yeah.
Or perhaps those impulse online purchases are adding up more than you thought.
That awareness is key.
Yeah.
Once you see those patterns, you can start to make more conscious choices
right.
about where you want to redirect your money.
Exactly.
But let's be honest, building new habits can be tough.
Mm.
How do we stay motivated and avoid falling back into those old patterns?
That's where the power of goal setting comes in.
Okay.
Specifically setting SMART goals.
SMART goals.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory on what makes them so special.
So SMART goals are specific,
okay.
measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Right. So instead of just saying, I want to save more money, you'd set a specific goal like, I want to save $10,000 for a down payment on a house by December of next year.
Exactly.
That's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant to my values, and time-bound.
Exactly. By framing your goals in this way.
Yeah.
They become much more tangible and actionable.
Right.
And ClearCash can even help you visualize your progress.
Okay.
You can break down your larger goals into smaller milestones,
mm-hmm.
making them feel less daunting and more attainable.
Seeing those smaller wins along the way can be so motivating.
Yeah.
Keeps you focused on the bigger picture.
And as you achieve those milestones,
yeah,
it's important to celebrate those wins, no matter how small.
I love that.
Treat yourself to something you enjoy.
Okay.
It could be as simple as a fancy coffee or as extravagant as a weekend getaway.
I love that. It's like giving yourself a little pat on the back for all your hard work.
Exactly.
Rewards are a great way to reinforce those positive financial behaviors.
Yes.
This is all so insightful. It's amazing how much psychology plays into building better financial habits.
Absolutely. Understanding the psychological factors behind our financial decisions is key to creating lasting change.
We've talked about decluttering our mindset, building better habits, setting SMART goals, and celebrating our wins.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we need to keep in mind as we navigate this financial reset?
One final thought to consider: be patient with yourself.
Okay.
Changing deeply ingrained habits takes time and effort.
Right.
It's not a linear process.
Yeah.
There will be bumps in the road.
It's like any journey, right?
Exactly.
There are going to be detours and unexpected challenges along the way.
The key is to view those setbacks not as failures,
mm-hmm.
but as learning opportunities.
So it's not about being perfect.
Right.
It's about being persistent.
Exactly. And remember, tools like ClearCash are there to support you along the way.
Right.
By leveraging its features and insights,
mm-hmm.
you can make the process of achieving your financial goals smoother and more enjoyable.
This has been incredibly helpful. I'm feeling much more confident and motivated to hit that reset button and create a brighter financial future.
Good.
But before we wrap up, I have one final question.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the practical steps and tools for achieving financial freedom.
Right.
But what about the emotional side of things?
Yeah.
How do we deal with the fear, the anxiety, or even shame that can sometimes surface when we're confronting our finances?
That's an excellent question, and it's something we'll delve into in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll explore strategies for cultivating a healthier emotional relationship with money,
Okay.
managing financial anxiety, and overcoming past financial mistakes.
I'm intrigued. I can't wait to explore those emotional aspects.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah.
We've talked about like the practical steps of budgeting, the
Right.
power of setting those smart goals, and how ClearCash can be like a valuable tool
Yeah.
for putting it all into practice. But let's be real for a second.
Okay.
Money isn't just about numbers.
Greg,
Deeply intertwined with our emotions.
that's such an important point.
Yeah.
Our relationship with money often reflects like deeper psychological patterns.
Okay.
We might carry beliefs about scarcity or worthiness or even guilt,
Right.
which can unknowingly sabotage our best financial intentions.
It's like those limiting beliefs can become self-fulfilling prophecies.
Yeah.
If we believe we're bad with money or that financial abundance is for other people,
Right.
those beliefs can unconsciously shape our decisions.
Exactly. If you constantly tell yourself you'll never be able to afford something,
Right.
you're likely to make choices that reinforce that belief.
Yeah.
It becomes a vicious cycle.
So how do we break free from those negative thought patterns?
Okay.
How do we start to cultivate a healthier emotional relationship with money?
Well, awareness is always the first step.
Okay.
Start paying attention to your self-talk around money.
Mm-hmm.
What are the stories you tell yourself?
Yeah.
Are they empowering or are they limiting? You know, now that you mention it, I'm starting to realize that my inner monologue can be pretty harsh sometimes.
Yeah.
I often catch myself saying things like, I'm never going to get out of debt, or I'm just not good with money.
That's incredibly common.
Really?
We tend to internalize messages we've received throughout our lives.
Yeah.
But once you identify those limiting beliefs, you can start to challenge them.
So it's about reframing those negative thoughts into more positive and realistic ones.
Exactly. Instead of saying, I'll never be able to afford that,
Right.
try saying, I'm learning to manage my money wisely so I can achieve my goals.
I like that.
It's about shifting your focus from scarcity to possibility.
Yeah, it's like training your brain to believe in your financial potential. Now let's talk about something that's on a lot of people's minds these days.
Okay.
Financial anxiety.
Yeah.
It feels like it's becoming more and more prevalent.
It's understandable given the current economic climate. We're constantly bombarded with news about inflation, rising interest rates, and market volatility.
It's enough to make anyone feel anxious.
Absolutely. And I think social media often exacerbates those feelings. You
Yeah.
know, we're constantly comparing ourselves to others, which can lead to a sense of inadequacy and financial pressure.
That's a great point. It's important to remember that what we see on social media is often a curated version of reality.
Right.
It's not always an accurate reflection of people's actual financial situations.
Right. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing our behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel.
Exactly.
So how do we manage those feelings of financial anxiety in a healthy way?
Well, first and foremost, it's crucial to remember that anxiety often stems from a feeling of lack of control.
Okay.
So if we can regain a sense of control over our finances, we can potentially reduce those feelings of anxiety.
That makes sense. And that's where those practical steps we discussed earlier come into play.
Exactly.
Creating a budget, setting clear financial goals, and tracking our spending can all contribute to a feeling of empowerment and agency. Exactly.
It's about taking proactive steps to manage your money rather than feeling like you're at the mercy of your circumstances.
Right.
And beyond those practical steps, it's also important to cultivate healthy coping mechanisms for dealing with stress in general.
Like what kind of coping mechanisms?
Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can be incredibly helpful for calming the nervous system
Okay.
and reducing stress levels.
Yeah.
Exercise, getting enough sleep, and spending time in nature are also great ways to manage anxiety.
Those are all fantastic suggestions for improving overall well-being,
Yeah.
which in turn can positively impact our financial well-being.
Absolutely. And remember, you don't have to navigate this alone.
Right.
Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or financial advisor can provide valuable support and perspective.
Sometimes just voicing those fears and anxieties can take away their power. Now, let's talk about something that can be a major source of emotional baggage,
Right.
past financial mistakes.
Right.
I think a lot of people carry around shame and guilt over financial decisions they made in the past.
It's incredibly common.
Yeah.
But it's crucial to remember that everyone makes mistakes,
Right.
especially when it comes to money.
Yeah.
It's part of the learning process.
We're all human.
Right.
Exactly. We're bound to make mistakes along the way.
Exactly. And instead of dwelling on the past and beating yourself up,
yeah,
try to shift your focus to what you can learn from those experiences.
Okay.
View them as opportunities for growth.
So it's about reframing those past experiences as valuable lessons.
Precisely. Ask yourself, what led to that financial misstep?
Mm-hmm.
What could I do differently in the future?
Right.
How can I use this experience to make more informed decisions going forward?
It's about turning those mistakes into stepping stones.
Yeah.
On the path to greater financial wisdom.
Exactly.
But I imagine it can be hard to let go of those feelings of guilt and shame.
It can be a process.
Mm-hmm.
But forgiving yourself for past mistakes is essential for moving forward. Holding on to those negative emotions only keeps you stuck in the past.
Right.
And prevents you from making positive changes in the present.
That's such a powerful reminder.
Yeah.
We need to extend ourselves the same grace and compassion we would offer to a friend or loved one who is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
Yeah, it has.
It's amazing how interconnected our emotional and financial well-being truly are.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up our deep dive,
yeah,
I'm going to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
Financial freedom is not just about having more money.
Right.
It's about having more peace of mind,
right,
more choices, and more opportunities to live a life aligned with your values.
Beautifully said. And I think the key takeaway from this deep dive is that achieving financial freedom is a journey, not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
It's about continually learning, growing, and adapting to the ever-changing landscape of our finances.
I couldn't agree more. And as you embark on this journey,
yeah,
remember to be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate your wins and embrace the transformative power of a fresh start.
And to our listener, we hope this deep dive has given you the knowledge and inspiration to take control of your finances and create a brighter financial future.
Yeah.
Remember, budgeting isn't about restriction.
Right.
It's about freedom.
Until next time.